On this day after the presidential election, we still don't have a winner. It's still too close to call in key states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Votes are still being counted, including votes that were cast before Election Day yesterday. In Wisconsin, Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf said all but one small township has submitted unofficial election results, and the Trump campaign issued a statement saying the campaign will request a recount in that state. Douglas Brinkley is a presidential historian and professor of history at Rice University. He joins us from Austin, Texas. And Professor, welcome. And what are you thinking about this day when nothing about this election seems certain?
Well, it looks very good for Joe Biden. It not only is he winning in the popular vote, which was expected, but Donald Trump hasn't taken any high ground anywhere. Arizona, as you've rightfully pointed out, is going to be the big story. I mean, two Democratic senators from Arizona. The fact that so many Californians had moved to Arizona in recent years, and that the ghost of John McCain, the archenemy of Donald Trump from heaven, has to be laughing, because whoever our left of the McCain Republicans in Arizona went with Joe Biden. And that's a big turnaround, because it looks like right now, even if Donald Trump won Pennsylvania, if it holds up, here's without Arizona, there's no formula for victory for him. So this is very much like 2016, but the changing of Arizona is a big deal.
And we just received word that the Associated Press has called Wisconsin for Joe Biden. As I mentioned, the president has said the camp will say they're saying that they're going to request a recount in the state. But the president doesn't have the power to stop states from counting ballots, does he?
No, and I suspect Donald Trump's going to ask for recounts, as he has in Wisconsin. He will in Michigan, Arizona, wherever he can. But you're dealing with 40,000 or 50,000 vote difference. It's not a 3,000 vote game now, meaning Joe Biden's won fairly strongly in Wisconsin and Michigan at this point. And this isn't a game. The votes are the votes. And these states will be certifying their vote count. And there's really not a great path for Donald Trump to win right now. I know everybody's hesitant to call it for Biden because of what's still on the table and votes not counted. But, you know, if you're looking at odds makers in places, Las Vegas right now, it's about 89%. The odds are for Joe Biden.
You know, this feels like ancient history now, but has any president in history claimed victory like President Trump did earlier this morning before the race had been decided?
No, it was like a bit insane that President Trump tried such a stunt, although it was predictable. There was a converse situation in 2000 when the Democrat Al Gore called Republican George W. Bush and conceded that he had lost, only for Gore to call back a while later and say, "Nah, scratch that. Right. It's too close to call in Florida." And we all know about those 36 days in Florida with the recount and the hanging chads, and it moved to the Supreme Court in favor of George W. Bush. But in this case, it's Donald Trump trying to disenfranchise and not count votes before he went to bed. It was strange and will be seen as a dark mark on his legacy.
A dark mark on his legacy, which brings me to ask you this question that we always ask historians. But can you put what's happening now in historical perspective?
Well, you know, our country's divided, and this election shows that very clearly. I mean, you were talking about, you know, somebody just winning less than 10 electoral votes difference, probably making the difference here. The point of history is to remind us our own times aren't uniquely oppressive. I mean, we had a civil war where Abraham Lincoln won in 1860 and wasn't even on the ballot in seven states. This red-blue divide is still with us. Biden probably be declared winner. He'll be inaugurated president, but the country will still be deeply divided. But we'll go forward and do our business, work through COVID crisis, and try to get on top of things. And this has been a very good election in the sense of high voter participation. There weren't a lot of mishaps on election night. We can be very proud that America in 2020, with all the problems we've had, had ran a very excellent free and fair election.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, that while we're a country divided, we're kind of unified in many ways on other topics. But where do we go from here? Because, I mean, it feels very much so that we're so divided, so polarized, that what is the path forward for us coming together? Are you worried about what this polarization may mean?
I don't know if I'm worried about the polarization. I mean, if Biden is president, what will happen is it'll be a third Barack Obama term. Biden will have to try to repair what he sees as damage that Trump's done to the Affordable Care Act, to, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency, to the State Department. Remember, Gerald Ford, after Watergate, had his memoir of his presidency was called A Time to Heal. And Jimmy Carter's memoir was called Keeping Faith after Vietnam and Watergate. After Trump, I think Biden will try to become a third Obama and find something to do in a bipartisan fashion with either medical infrastructure or basically highways and dams and construction projects, but keep hungering and looking for things that we can do together. Meanwhile, our armed forces represent the best in America. Our soldiers are abroad, and we're not asking them to die on the battlefields, to be a Democrat or Republican or red or blue. They're Americans. And I have hope that with Biden as president now, our country will forge forward. If for some reason Trump wins, he is a revolutionary character. Reelected Donald Trump will be more of the same of what he's doing, and more firings of people. And he'll try to present himself as a nativist revolutionary who stopped globalization went at war with diversity, cultural and ethnic diversity in America.
Douglas Brinkley is a professor of history at Rice University. Douglas, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.